USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting as Russia was beginning its invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations pulled no punches when speaking to Russia's ambassador.
And I welcome the decision of some members of this council to meet as soon as possible to consider the necessary decision that would condemn the aggression that you launch on my people. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell. Ambassador.
Here in the United States, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the U.S. must ensure that Ukrainians are fully armed in the fight against Russian forces as he calls for tougher sanctions against Moscow. And with our own struggling economy, U.S. stocks continued to plummet after the market opened down more than 700 points. Crude oil opened at $104.23 per barrel, the highest since 2014. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
China's space team has found something unusual on the moon, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. According to the study, the objects were located on the moon's far side, which U-2-2 has been exploring since 2019. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. From the West Coast, USA. Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The coronavirus mutant, widely known as stealth Omicron, is now causing more than a third of new Omicron cases around the world, but scientists still don't know how it could affect the pandemic. Early research suggests it spreads faster than the original Omicron, and in rare cases can sicken people even if they've already had an Omicron infection. There is mixed research on whether it causes more severe disease, but vaccines appear to be just as effective against it. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Queen Elizabeth II has now postponed 2 additional scheduled virtual audiences, but will continue with very light duties, a Buckingham Palace spokesman said, as the 95-year-old British monarch recovers from COVID-19. The Queen, who had been fully vaccinated against coronavirus, tested positive for the disease over the weekend when she was said to be suffering cold-like symptoms. While she canceled virtual engagements since then, she has continued to perform other official duties, such as speaking to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, suggesting the world's oldest and longest reigning monarch is not completely unwell. A group of U.S. truckers started a convoy of vehicles on a 2,500-mile cross-country trip from Barstow, California to Washington, D.C. to protest against coronavirus restrictions. That group, which is calling itself the People's Convoy, is one of several starting from different parts of the country and are due to start arriving at the U.S. Capitol at various points through next week. Here's Kyle Stefsik, the organizer of the Freedom Convoy, leaving from Pennsylvania.
We are coming peacefully. We just want government overreach to end. We are asking you end the state of emergency. End the mandates once and for all. To you other convoys that plan on meeting us here, we look forward to seeing you and joining with you. Mr. President, we have no other motives in this mission. You see, the government, our elected officials of both parties have failed us tremendously these last 2 years, and now it's time for us, we, the people, to fix this, to end this. We're ready to get back to our lives, the ones promised and guaranteed in the United States Constitution.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.